R-E-A-L. Real. What? Where? When? How? Who? These are some of the objects to consider after one determines the parameters that would be used in determining the difference between truth and error. What is real and what is unreal? What is true and what is false? Einstein, one of the most well-known physicists of all time, said that we must always have a curiosity in order to find out the truth. He also said we should never cease our curiosity of the holy. The Bible states, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Mary Baker Eddy begins the textbook of Christian Science entitled Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures with these three quotations from John: ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. From Shakespeare: there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And a verse that she coined: oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest. Thou here and everywhere. Frederick L. Rawson, one of the most advanced spiritual students of Mary Baker Eddy, was an electrical engineer that people came to from all over the world to solve electrical problems that they were unable to solve within their own resources. These included large companies. He was inspired through his study of Christian Science to discover retroactive healing, which means that when one contacted him to assist in a healing, he was able to bring forth the healing effective with a date prior to him being contacted with the request for assistance. One time he was gazing out a window with a Christian Science friend who also was well known at the time. And there was an accident whereby a load of rocks was dumped onto a man, which totally covered him up. Just the weight of the rocks could have crushed him and ended his life. Mr. Rawson saw the event take place and said these five words: "There is nothing but God." And with that, the man rocketed out from underneath the pile of rocks, totally unharmed. This was reported to the world by the individual that was standing next to him and witnessed it. Mr. Rawson stated that our life as human beings were like a movie script. It is already complete from the very beginning of our time on this earth. The question is, where are we now in this movie script? And are we awake to there even being a movie script? Kurt Russell began acting in movies at the age of 11 years old in 1962, and he is still active 62 years later in 2024. Today, when asked about acting, movies, and real life, he said, "A movie is fantasy land, but life is real." Mary Baker Eddy states in the textbook of Christian Science that there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Mary Baker Eddy defines God as follows from page 465 in the textbook. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Incorporeal, no body. Divine, think of anything in which you use the word divine. It means heavenly, not earthly, without flaw. Supreme, that's the apex. and infinite, without limitation. Mind. Think of intelligence, creative ability, wisdom, knowing, capacity, capability, functionality, facility, action, performance, power, omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience. Think of spirit, flawless, transparent, reflective, consider soul, sense, which is spiritual, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling. Consider principle, system, and structure, which must be harmonious and in total balance. How about life? Life is exercising, living the qualities of God. Something that is permanent in nature, not transitory, not illusion, but real. Energy. Liveliness, capable of multiplying itself. How about truth? We think of truth as being without mistake. One plus one is always two. If the ones are fixed in nature, it is never three and never less than two. If a wall is supposed to be perpendicular to the floor, it is at 90 degrees. It is not 89 and it's not 91. Truth is also motive. Is our motive honest? Truth is also consciousness. We must be conscious of what is true. And the last term used to define God in this definition by Mary Baker Eddy is love. Love is considered the plan and design of all existence. It is completeness, fulfillment. But in order to have those qualities, we must be nurturing all of the other qualities, as well as the qualities of love itself, in order to gain fulfillment, wholeness, completeness. The only substance is spirit, because that is the only substance that is flawless. The opposite, matter, is full of flaws and not lasting. It is only a temporary illusion. Quantum mechanics, also known as quantum physics, was discovered around 1900 on the Christian calendar. The result of that discovery concluded that matter is not real, but only the object of a state of consciousness that believes it to be real. But what looks like and feels like, tastes like, and so forth about matter, or what is believed to be matter, is really only energy that is moving at a high rate of speed that makes it appear to be opaque. When considering the various things that have been mentioned so far in this recording, it can be seen or realized or appreciated that there is more to consider than what so-called material senses convey. It is easy to agree with the statement that the eye of the beholder determines what is real to that individual. Therefore, two different views by two different people that are observing the same object could result in opposite viewpoints. Two different individuals looking at the same person might bring forth two entirely different opinions. Think of the word slow or the word fast in referring to speed. Two entirely different views and expressions of what they are thinking about in relation to that speed could be totally the opposite. One could think a certain speed is fast, another one could think that speed is slow. One could be relating that speed to the size or length of the object that is moving. Another one could be referring it to a much broader perspective. Speed to an ant could be entirely different, and more unlikely is, than the speed at the same rate of movement as considered by a large animal could be entirely different. A race between a rabbit and a turtle could be conducted from entirely different viewpoints, and the winner could be a big surprise. The story goes that if a rabbit and a turtle took off at the same time from the starting point, it would appear that the rabbit would be at the finish line long before the turtle. But the turtle, in considering what the Bible says that was quoted, says here a little and there a little. The rabbit goes fast, gets tired, stops and sleeps. The turtle takes a little step at a time, steady, and wins the race because the rabbit was sleeping. Parameters. Such an important word to consider in evaluating anything and everything. Where on the movie script are we focusing? Mary Baker Eddy states in a letter to a student about vision, are you able to focus no matter what comes your way? Are we looking at a movie, which is fantasy land? Or are we looking at truth, which is real? When I was a young man, I visited Universal Studios, and they had a tour that was open to the public. And after going through the tour, I was convinced I would never want to watch another movie. Because what they showed in that tour was how they make something appear to be totally different than the reality of it. What looked like a shark was really a mechanical device. When we see someone in a press conference, on the internet, or on a cable station, is the individual or the individuals involved, are they real people? Are they the people that they are represented to be or not? Have you seen a video of an individual? If it was a woman, beautiful. If it was a man, handsome. And then they demonstrated to you what you were really seeing was not what appeared to be what you were seeing at all. And they then proceeded to remove a rubber covering from the waist up, and underneath it was an entirely different individual with different color hair, a different type of hairstyle. Their complexion could be totally different. In fact, they could be totally different colored skin. Could be a white person that was dressed up to be a black one, or a black one dressed up to be a white one. And you couldn't believe it unless you watched the process from beginning to end. How about the voice? They now have devices that are available to the public for $300 in which you can fabricate any kind of a voice you want. They have software that can make an individual look any age you want. You wouldn't believe it without seeing it demonstrated. And the price of these things that I refer to are extremely reasonable. I learned in the tour at Universal Studios that a lot of the scenes where they are out on a, looks like a highway and traveling in a vehicle such as a car, motorcycle, or whatever, that often they are in a movie studio inside a room where everything is moving around with a scene that is being shown behind the vehicle or on the side of the vehicle, away from where the viewer would be viewing it. And it is inside a room. The only thing that is doing, that is moving, is the video that is showing what is going on, as if you were outside seeing the vehicle traveling down a road. When they talk about the President of the United States, is it really the President? If it's raining outside the windows in the White House, is it really raining? It has been proven that when you look at the one being presented as Joe Biden, you're not seeing Joe Biden at all. And Joe Biden has been out of circulation since shortly after the election in 2020. An actor by the name of Arthur Roberts is one of several different ones that are acting the part of Joe Biden. One day they got pretty sloppy and they had five different people in five different parts of the United States being Joe Biden all at the same time in public, when supposedly Joe Biden was meeting with Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of UK, back in 2021. Joe Biden exposed himself being an actor, and he inquired to Boris Johnson if he had seen some of the movies that he was in. And when it was discovered by those who were his handlers, they cut the meeting short and threatened Boris Johnson that if he ever made it public again — this was already public — but if he did anything about it to expose it to the world or remind him that it was only an actor that was acting the part of the President of the United States, he said he would be in big trouble and the U.S. would remove all support from the U.K. of their defense and everything else. And they, of course, would deny it. To this day, the real Joe Biden is not around. So it's been now 3 full years since Joe Biden was present in the flesh. He was admitted to the Walter Reed Medical Facility, which is near Washington, D.C., and the one that takes care of the military or high government officials, such as the President of the U.S., for medical purposes. He went into a coma, to believe, shortly after the election, never recovered. How about some other famous Hollywood figures? How about Oprah Winfrey? How about the governor of Michigan? How about the governor of California? How about one of the Supreme Court justices? How about the governor of Arizona? How about the man in charge of the CDC, Fauci? How about the Clintons? These and many, many others were found guilty in a military tribunal and are no longer here. governor of New York. Several newscaster personalities. The ones responsible for 9/11. Former President Bush. This is all public information. It's just most people don't know where to look. There is a particular news distribution source that has been officially appointed by the military to distribute this information. And it's available. It's public. How about the fires in Texas? Biggest fires we've known in the history of America. They were set off and perpetuated by the U.S. government. It recently had a very unusual snowstorm in Huron Shores. Here in the U.S., the snow was all synthetic. It would not melt. There was a video just in the last few days about an individual that lived there, and he showed on the video a torch that couldn't melt the snow. He used a pick to try to break it up. He couldn't break it up. The same kind of a snow landed in Houston, Texas. It never snows in Houston, Texas. It is on the Gulf of Mexico. It gets hot and humid in the summer, but never down to freezing temperature in the winter. Did anyone pay close attention to the meters when they were having the 2020 election? The ones for the Republicans were going backwards. They would go forward, then they would go backwards. Does anyone know why hundreds of thousands of children are missing on a regular basis? It is well into the millions on an ongoing basis. They're not missing because they got lost. They were kidnapped right on the public streets, out of the public parks. Has anyone wondered why we have an arrest rate or a conviction rate on arrests of being 99%? It's worse than what Hitler had when he was running Germany. His was only 97%. The U.S. is now at 99% because the prisons are a profit-making venture by big investment companies. The courts work hand in hand with the investment companies. They are all one big corruption. President Trump got more done than any other president, according to the records, but he could have gotten a multiple completed if he wasn't fighting every single person almost in the entire government who were on the payroll of the corrupt corporations, agencies, media, and so forth. Are you ready to consider again what is real and what is not real? Are you ready to wake up to the need to do serious prayer cleansing of one's consciousness, cleansing of the consciousness of the whole planet Earth, so that we cannot lose not only America, but all of the countries on planet Earth. Are you aware that almost every search engine censors your search and they don't show you the truth, but only what they want you to see? Wikipedia is useless when it was designed by the original programmers. The motive was pure. The motive was to give you unbiased, uncensored, factual information so you could make your own decision on the truth. The fellow that actually discovered how to do the programming on it said he doesn't even use it anymore because it is so fraudulent. We have videos and documents on the website that prove every single thing which has been said here. The biggest moneymaker today is the abuse of children. And it's very serious. It's not a mild abuse. It is the worst possible cruel thing you could think of that are done to children. The Oscar awards that were given out recently, almost every single person there is involved in the corruption, the fraud, and perpetuating it with children. If there's anyone that is out there strongly preaching against America or President Trump, you can be assured that they are in on the corruption and the fraud because they know that eventually they will be caught, sent to prison, be held in a military tribunal, and executed. The laws are on the books, but they're not being enforced publicly, except in very few cases where it's being enforced and made public by the military itself. Okay. All of this time so far has been trying to reveal to you and expose the evil. President Trump made a beautiful speech the other day about evil, about dark and light, truth and error. And it's on the home page right now of our website. So I'm not going to paraphrase it. But if you really want to know the character of President Trump, go to the website and read it. He talks about divine mind with a capital D. Talks about God. Talks about evil being an absence of good. Not being real. He talks about darkness being an absence of light. Not a thing in and of itself. No wonder they're doing everything possible to assassinate him. Something like 25 attempts. All failed, thank goodness. As I said, everything that is recorded in this extemporaneous recording, and you can certainly tell that it's extemporaneous because it's not smooth and polished, and it won't be. Almost every recording that is a treatment like this or a wake-up call is extemporaneous. We have over 150 of them. And they also teach you about the system. The system is what I went into great detail about in the beginning. What is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love? Also, there are four operators. Just like mathematics has four operators of add, subtract, multiply, and divide, the system of divine metaphysics has four operators of the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. The Word means the facts about God. The Christ means what Mary Baker Eddy was referring to. Are you able to focus no matter what comes your way? Well, focusing means what Jesus did. He saw the perfect man, where others were seeing a sinning mortal man with a problem. Jesus saw the individual as a perfect man without a problem, but reflecting the divinity of God, the perfection of God. And what was the result? Others called it a miracle, but it wasn't. Mary Baker Eddy explains exactly what it was. It was a scientific demonstration of the truth. Our treatments help you to learn how to demonstrate the truth about yourself. And it can be applied to others that may seek your assistance. We must go to the source in order to find out what is real and what is unreal. The statement that Mr. Winslow made about being in a room. He said, imagine yourself in a room. He's one of our authors. Wentworth Winslow. He said, imagine yourself being in a room and there's a radio in there. And there is a telephone. Or in today's technology, this was said 75, 80 years ago, maybe 90 years ago, long time ago. He said, imagine yourself being in a room and the radio is announcing things from Station KOG, Kingdom of God. And the telephone is ringing its head off, just hoping you will pick it up. That is a symbol of mortal mind, trying to tease you or create fear in you. Teasing you by trying to entice you to something that's immoral, or trying to instill fear in you by telling you that you're sick, sinful, or dead, or dying. or you have so many problems about one thing or another that you'll never be able to solve it. He says, don't pick up the phone. Let it ring its head off. Every time there's a temptation to pick it up, filter it out. Deny that it has any power over you. It doesn't have a home of its own. It doesn't have any reality of itself. And you're not going to give it any place in your consciousness to be real. You're going to refuse it entrance. One of the most well-liked images of Jesus, a painting, long before they had cameras, of course, is of him knocking on a door, standing there in a white robe. It symbolizes knocking on our door of consciousness. Are we going to let the Christly thought into our consciousness? Are we going to follow his example? Mary Baker Eddy defines him as the most perfect man that ever trod the globe. Are we going to use that as our example? Mary Baker Eddy was an example of motherhood. She nurtured the qualities of God, and no matter how she was attacked, she never returned the attack. She only responded with the truth. The press, just like today, evil, evil, evil. They said she was prayerless. She didn't argue with them. She simply stated the truth. She said she prayed 3 times a day for all humanity, facing towards the Jerusalem of truth, life, and love. Talking about reality, are we aware that there are 2 kinds of Jews? There's the Zionist Jews, which are the corrupt bankers and media and all those kinds. And there's the Christian Jews that believe in Jesus as being the Christ. We cannot classify any group of people, no matter their skin color, no matter their geographic location, no matter about anything, because everyone is an individual and everyone has the same opportunity to reflect the purity of God, the goodness of spirit, the perfection of right thinking, the perfection of spiritual love instead of a sensual, material-based love. Spiritual seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, instead of that all being from a material base. Intelligence instead of ignorance. The mind of God, intelligence. Are we intelligent about how we are living our life? All of these things that were mentioned in the definition of God are in one network. We have to be expressing love when we are doing our thinking. We have to be expressing intelligence when we're doing our loving. Are we loving something spiritual or something sensual? It's not intelligent to be loving matter or material sensation. That is very short-lived and based on something that is unreal. Like Kurt Russell said, that's fantasy land. It's a movie. It's fantasy land. Very short-lived movie. It's going to be over very quick. Is that what we want to be filling our time with, our consciousness with? Is that the habit we want to have? Or do we want a habit of going to God first and last and only about everything? As Mr. Rosin said, there is nothing but God. An instantaneous healing resulted. Go to the source of every single thing about everything, whether it's a who or a what or a when or a how or a where, whatever. What is the source? That determines what is real. There are so many tricks and so much technology that will make you think something is real when in fact it is the opposite of what you think it is. Is the person you're seeing in this press conference or in this movie or in this documentary or whatever any more real than what is in a movie? Is it a movie you're seeing? Is it real that they want you to eat bugs for your food? Yeah, that's what they really want. They document it. They are so egotistical now that they tell you what they're doing. Are you going to wake up? Or are you going to be what they call woke? W-O-K-E. Being woke is the opposite of being awake. Being woke is being asleep and letting yourself be totally mesmerized and totally manipulated by mass mind control. We have articles right on our website about mind control, mass mind control. The index gives you the access to everything. The menu. The menu includes basically an index of the website. Mary Baker Eddy says the difference between success and failure is very often based on how you use the moment. The moment is defined as the shortest measurement of time. It cannot be described in mathematics because mathematics can always be divided. Only a word can be utilized to try to describe the smallest and the greatest. The greatest, the word infinite. The smallest, the word moment. What moment and what infinite are you going to be considering? Infinite progression is concrete being. Remember, here a little, there a little. You don't have to try to accomplish anything great in one day. In fact, greatness comes as a result of taking a little step at a time. Here a little, there a little. Make sure you're focusing on precept upon precept, which is truth. And line upon line, which means you're looking at the whole picture. As big a picture as you can possibly conceive of, that's what you go for. And hopefully it will keep getting larger and larger and more comprehensive and more comprehensive. We have a video on the website called How Big Is the Problem? I highly recommend that people look at that regularly. It's only 2 minutes long. And it shows the size of the sun as it relates to the size of Earth. And then it expands out into things that make the sun not even visible. And of course, the Earth is not visible long before the sun is not visible based on their size. Are we going to be like the atmosphere when we get out away from the atmosphere of the Earth where everything is dark? And the only light are the stars which are reflecting from some other source? What is the source? What is the source of everything? It's mind. Mind is the term for God that represents source. Just consider it for yourself. Can you change your thinking right now and consider that you're on the other side of the world? Or maybe on another planet? Can you think about being cool when it's hot outside? There was a movie called Stand and Deliver. Wonderful movie. I highly recommend it. It's about a school teacher that was an engineer, and he really wanted to help his race. He was a Mexican. He said the great neutralizer, he used a different word, I don't recall offhand what it is, but equalizer, I think he said, the great equalizer between a Mexican and someone that is not a Mexican is mathematics. He said, you're on an equal level if you know mathematics. And he ended up teaching, and he was in East LA, which is one of the poorest sections, in Watts area. And he taught them calculus in high school. They could barely add and subtract when he took over the class, when he started teaching there. He made record after record of the number of people that were entering college in mathematics because they already had mastered calculus when they were in high school. Nothing is impossible to God if the motive is correct. We need an equalizer. What is the equalizer? There's evil all around us. The equalizer is to learn about what is truth. Learn about God, about man, the relationship between God and man. The things that I discussed about the definition of God, if you want to learn more about what is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, there's a book on our website by Helen Wright, the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, that is entitled Your Divinity Revealed. And in there are seven chapters, along with other chapters, each of the seven chapters devoted to one of those seven synonymous terms of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. If you really want to learn what those words mean, that's what you need to do. You need to study that book, beginning to end. When you get done, go back and start all over. When you get done, start back over. Like science and health, you should be on a continuous plan to study it every single day from beginning to end. When you get done, go back and do it over. Do it forever. Never stop. Do a page a day. You're going to finish it. Once a year, well, no, take 2 years. It's 700 pages. Do two a day, and you'll do it once a year. Do 10 a day, and you'll do it in 70 days, every couple of months. So you can read the whole book in five or six times a year. Every time you do it, something new will jump out and grab your attention. You'll get a higher understanding. Very important to look up every single word that even you think you know. Because if you do a word study and you see what the original derivation of the word is, you may be very surprised. Noah Webster was one of the most spiritual men to produce a dictionary, if not the most. Noah Webster 1828 dictionary. And the current Webster dictionary is almost worthless because they are not the dictionary that he wrote. They bought the company in order to use his name, and then they ended up changing all the definitions. They replaced him. Starting around 1900, it became very much different than the Webster dictionary that he wrote. He had passed on around 50 years before that. Look up the word. Mary Baker Eddy was known to be the second most linguistic person for the English language, next to Noah Webster. And when you read Science and Health, you'll realize how comprehensive and diverse the words are that she uses. It's rare to see her use the same word twice in any context where they are near each other in the location in the book. She says she was not the author of the book. She said she was a scribe under orders. Do we know what is real and what is not real? Do we care? When we have our own government starting the biggest fires that have ever been, they've destroyed everything they could destroy. They've burned cities. Yeah, they took down the 9/11. They took down the big buildings in New York. This is all public information. Much of it is on the website. Yeah, it's public information. Many different sources available. In fact, we even have a search engine that we highly recommend because it does not censor your searches. Yandex, Y-A-N-D-E-X. And why are they attacking Russia? Because Russia is the easiest place in the world to open up a Christian church. Russia got rid of all the corrupt bankers. He threw the Rothschild banking system out of Russia. Yeah, that's why they want to destroy Russia. He's standing for principle. He's standing for Christianity. He's standing for people to have a religion that is going to uplift them. We have friends of the Institute that go over there and visit, and they're just thrilled with it. They're open arms, and they're people will invite you into their home. They don't know you, but they will invite you into their home, make you feel like you're part of the family. It's a wonderful place. And why is he involved in Ukraine? That's all covered on the website and many other public places as well. All of NATO is corrupt. That's the biggest center for money laundering, for child abuse, and I'm talking the very worst cruelty you could think of, bioweapon laboratories. It's all there in Ukraine. He has done wonderful things to destroy it, to destroy all the bioweapon labs and to locate the child abuse centers there. He sent many of them back to Trump for Trump to find their families and return them. You know, U.S. children that are kidnapped and sent over there to Ukraine. Yeah. Yeah. So he's working with Trump to find them. We've got some of our special forces over there to help find them with the Russian Secret Service. And they send them back here to Trump, and Trump finds their families and returns them to him. They never shut down any churches in Russia. like they did here in America. In fact, he has gotten rid of the people that are promoting the COVID thing. They're gone. They're gone. Yeah. The bad guys don't want Russia to be in existence because, number one, it is the greatest landmass on planet Earth. It has the greatest amount of resources. America tried to destroy it with all these sanctions, and all they did was make it stronger. They spend on their budget in the whole year less than we have spent in just what we've sent to Ukraine. In fact, 10% of what we've spent in Ukraine. We've sent over $1 trillion to Ukraine. This is all documented. In fact, it's documented by the U.S. military. And it's public information. If you have any questions about anything that has been said in this recording, send it to us through our message system. It's encrypted. It's private. Give us your phone number. We'll call you. Discuss anything you want to discuss. But I'll guarantee you one thing. We will tell you only the truth. We're no media that tries to promote something that is false. Truth. That is our cornerstone. This is the end of this recording. Remember to trace things back to the source. We give you all the tools you need to do that. And we make ourselves available for phone calls. No charge. Because we are trying to lift up humanity with the same truth that Mary Baker Eddy did when she was here individually, visible. If there's only one thing you remember out of this entire extended recording, it should be, don't believe anything until you are convinced that you have rooted down, you've dug down to the source. And it should be spiritual in nature, because the only thing real is of the substance of spirit. But Mary Baker Eddy says we have to root out the evil. We have to dig down and find the root cause and expose it. We have to explain it away with the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. That is thy high behest. Thou here and everywhere. Amen.